Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on?
Hey,
Blog
hey,
Talk
hey,
Radio.
Blog
we got
me
and Miss T.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Yeah. It's the 11th of January 2015. You know, people have been getting so used to saying 2014 that it don't make no sense. I know I'm one of those people, so I'm not even mad. I'm not, you know. I'd be just chilling. What about you? How has your year started off?
Mine's actually started off fine, and this year I'm so focused, kind of, sort of, that 2015 is easy to write. You know how it takes you some time to adjust to the year when you're writing something down, but I'm just banging it out like 15, 15, 15, bam. Focus.
Word.
Well,
I know that you have been just on point. Into the ring, just knocking people out, knocking things out already.
Right, like, you want a piece of me? No.
You want a piece of me? You want a piece of this? You want a piece? You know, but I'm excited about the new year myself. I really am. I'm hoping that everything kind of falls in line, especially, I don't know, in the relationship world.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, that brings us to our topic. Dun, 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 dun. Ending relationships. Mm. When do you call it quits? How do you call it quits? Like, what's that breaking point?
Oh, my goodness. What's that trigger word?
That breaking point, boy, you be ready to just, you know, cut everybody named mama off. You be like, I don't give a damn about you. I don't give a damn about your mama. I don't give a damn about the cat. Keep the cat. No, don't keep the cat, because my cat came in this relationship with me. But seriously, you know, it's a big question about when, how much is too much. Like, of course, there are certain things. You know, there are certain things that will cause a person to, you know, break a relationship off or break, you know, in a relationship. Of course, cheating. Some people don't, though, you know, and that's strange to me. Like, have you ever seen that happen? Like, people get cheated on and they still continue to stay.
Right.
Like, what in the world? Like, that, I guess, people have lower self-esteem. And that's something I think that makes them want to just stay in these relationships.
Well,
but when you end it.
I don't know, Fiend. I don't know.
When it comes to that.
You think it's low self-esteem?
When somebody stays?
Yeah.
It could be that. It could be out of fear. I think that people are afraid maybe they won't come across anything better. I think maybe people are afraid that if they do come across something better, that, you know, maybe what if they got a chance, would still have a chance with the ex? You know, they don't want to mess that up. So maybe
right.
They don't want to just give it up.
Right.
I feel like you should end it when you just be like, F you. You know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough of me. That's enough.
No, you're right about that. You know, that's kind of what I was going to add on to. I mean, I don't know if it's so much, you know, people say low self-esteem and stuff like that. But sometimes the person can have all the esteem in the world and just esteem in the world, but just do not know how to get out of a relationship, no matter how much you're screaming, end it. You just don't know how to end it. Because some people are very kind-hearted, and it hurts them to hurt someone. And seeing that someone is hurt. So sometimes it is not the self-esteem in all cases, in my opinion. I feel like sometimes it's just people try to hold on to help, you know, to try to keep the person at bay because you don't want to deal with the consequences from the breakup.
Well, I know I can definitely relate. You know, it's hard. I think it's just harder for some people to, you know, break that off, especially I know it hurts for me to just, like, end something. It hurts when somebody ends up with me, but, you know, when a person ain't happy no more and everything that you do, like, it's already caused the rest of the relationship to be broken. You know what I mean? And it's like you can't really come back from it. So sometimes, you know, you can't really save it. I feel like maybe it's not salvageable, you know? And I feel like sometimes it is. You know? Do you feel like there is sometimes outside things that could factor into whether or not, you know, you stay in a relationship with somebody? Like, you're focused on, like, what your friends will think, what your parents will think, what their family will think. Like, do you feel like sometimes some people don't, you know, they feel like other people are going to think crazy of them or think ill of them if they break it off?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's based on the individual experience and who they're dealing with, you know, because in some cases, you know, you think about the overall picture, like, okay, I get along with the mom, I get along with the whatever, or I hate the mom and I hate the sister, or, you know, if I do this, this person's going to be stalking me. If I do it this way, it's so many different variables of the situation that it's always hard to tell, because no matter what the bottom line is, that you cannot tell what the, you know, outcome is going to be on any breakup. I don't care who you are, how sweet you are, how nice you break out of the relationship. Everybody has different variables, so depending on that variable and the individuals involved is how the situation is going to go down. That's how I view it. You know, there's no right and wrong, and there's no really no strategy for the situation.
Not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Take the caller.
But you made some really great points, and you do have to cut it off. You know what I mean? It's like a cancer, like a poison. You got to cut it off, or you got to, you know, nip it in the bud. You know what
but
I mean?
But only when you know that there's no sense to say it's over until you really know it's over, because I hate those overs when you back together 80 times. You know what I mean? But let's take the caller.
been there, done that. Don't really think
me too,
I want to go back, but, you know, sometimes you try and try to compromise. But let me bring one last 4 digits, 8123, area code 347. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes, hi. This is Lady Twinkle.
Hey, Lady Twinkles.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I love the topic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Kwanzaa,
all the other stuff. I hope your holidays as well.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful way to start the year, so you can get people in the right mind frame to cut out these atmosphere-cancerous cells known as, you know, relationship.
Right.
Out of our system and move on, because I think what happens is a lot of times people don't realize that it's actually causing more harm than good. You know, so this is a real topic that too many, not only women but men, go through, where they keep going back into these unhealthy relationships. And as Ms. P said, don't call it quits unless you really know that it's quits. Because we have those moments where we break up and make up and break up and make up. And a lot of times it's some people trying to hold on to something they believe in, that, oh, my gosh, this person is the person for me. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my spirit. You know, if they fix this, then this will be okay. If they do this, then that will be better. And, you know, we convince ourselves so much that this toxic situation is spiritually good for us. It is, you know, financially and all the other stuff, and, you know, as far as staying with the kids, a lot of times you don't need to lose the communication with the children, but you can only have those communication with those children or with the family members or with the other members that have gotten involved, even the dogs and the cats. But you can resume those relationships after you've sat down and regain your posture. Because I think if we keep on staying in unhealthy relationships, it changes who you are as a person in the long term, you know, because then the next relationship you may not trust as much. You may not be as open. You may shut down. if you're a person who's very sarcastic and cynical and you're in a relationship with someone who has a problem with that, the next relationship you may not be that person that you've always been and be that jolly person that you are and, you know, enjoy yourself as much as you're accustomed doing it, because that relationship that you were in has been such a negative influence on you. Now, don't get me wrong. They can have some good qualities, but if your good qualities is not as much as the bad qualities, then what do you do?
Right.
You know, you have to stop. It's like when we did the forgiveness session. It wasn't just forgiveness for that person. It's forgiveness for yourself. So when you walk away from a toxic relationship, it has nothing to do with the other person. It's for your growth and your benefit and your well-being, because toxic relationships, like cancer and like anything else that is not good for us, eventually kill us. And not necessarily in a physical form that it may kill us, but it may kill us emotionally and it may kill us spiritually and it may kill us, you know, in our way to express ourselves the way we used to. Not only so much that, it's a damper on our sex life, God damn it. But I have to throw that in. So I'll go back and listen. And, you know, occasionally I'll probably, when you guys touch on something, I want to do what I do best, which is talk about press one and get on. So, but I'll let you guys continue.
Thanks for calling in, Lady Twinkle.
No problem.
All right. That was a very beautiful Lady Twinkle.
Yes.
Just chimed in. So, wow. That was some really great advice. Cut it off.
You know, and not right then and there. It just has to be when you had enough, because no one is going. It's like saying, I'm going to go to the gym, and then you don't stay committed. Or I'm not going to eat this, and then you don't stay committed. So you're not going to commit to yourself until you're ready to commit to yourself, period.
Because I always tell myself I'm going to stop doing certain things.
Me too, every 5 minutes.
Drinking soda and stuff. Nope, doesn't happen. Next thing I know, I got some soda. You know what I mean? I'm eating a piece of bread or some rice, and I'm like, oh my God, I said I wasn't going to do this no more. And it just feels like you're not the person that's doing it. You know what I mean? You feel like, wait a minute. Who possessed my body and put this bread, this sandwich in my hand, or this piece of pizza? Because Lord knows. Anyway, that's not me. But I feel you. You do have to commit to yourself and just have to decide if it's the right move, you know. So I guess we all go through that from time to time.
Absolutely.
But we had some great – oh, also, let me bring up some of the conversation that we did get going in the – well, the event face on Facebook. So I'm going to just pull that open here and just give some feedback that we got from that question. And I asked, you know, what are some of the things, or when do you end a relationship? When do you just say, you know what, I'm out of here? So, of course, you know, we did have Lady Twinkles call in. She definitely gave us some great insights, some great tips, great things to follow and think about. But we also had Jordan Hightower. He commented, you know, and just stated that when it's no longer working for both parties, when it causes more pain than pleasure, when the bad moments outweigh the good moments. And I think that's true. I think that's in the same vein as what Lady Twinkles was stating. So I agree. Thank you for the comment, Jordan. As well, if you're listening, or if you will listen in the future, you know, so appreciate that. And what I do want to go on to next is love at first sight. Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Like,
I believe so. I believe it's lust at first light. Like, you know,
oh,
first
trust
sight.
Me, I'm believing that too. I'm with it, but, you know. You know, if I'm not in a committed relationship or anything like that, but, you know, I'm definitely, you know how it is. You know, you're like, you looking and you have that whole, like you said, lust at first sight. So I want to hear more about your loving at first sight and lust at first sight experiences, if they were your own, if, you know, this was something that you saw happen with your friends and how it went.
Man, I just feel like lust is because, you know, that's we are lustful people. Okay, we lust for everything, materialistic stuff, et cetera. We just lustful. So when you see someone that catch your eye and is like based off of just, you know, the out exterior, that's you lusting for that individual. Like, oh my goodness, you know what I would, what? You know what I mean? And then as far as love at first sight, I never really felt like I've been in love with someone from first sight, but I definitely can say I've been in lust from first sight. And then it turns into love gradually. If that makes sense.
I mean,
I lust for the person because, you know, I didn't know them.
I'm not even mad.
I didn't know them. I didn't, you know, who are you? I lust for you, and now I love you, you know?
Well, sometimes that's an accident. That's a mistake waiting to happen because I've been there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been there. And it's been really attractive people that I don't want to say, like, I went, because I didn't really just get into a relationship, but after it occurred, then people wanted to get into the relationship boat. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really love at first sight. And in some of those cases, it was lust at first sight, so we're not even going to, you know, go there. But when you're doing that whole, you like somebody, and then you're just taking it to the extremes at the very beginning, but you're not, like, doing it in a way for a relationship. In terms of, like, you're trying, you know, the main thing is you're just trying to get the person in the bed. Lust at first sight. But love at first sight, you know, I know that can be dangerous, too. And I do want to bring Lady Twinkles on for that in just a moment as well. But my love at first sight experience wasn't really love at first sight. You know what I mean? It was more or less love at first tweet or first mention or something. And it went bad. You know, we U-hauled it. So ended up moving in with somebody within, like, the first week. And it was freaking horrible. Well, not the first week. Maybe the next week. And it was just not a good all-around experience. It was a growing, you know. It was I experienced a lot of growth from that experience. But you have to be so careful. You know what I mean? You just have to really be careful about love at first sight because, sometimes, I don't know, I think it's infatuation. I think you get so caught up in the idea of love that you just like, oh, my God, I love this person so much. And you don't even know the person's first name. You know what I mean? And you look like, I just want this girl to have all my children. You know what I mean? Well, she's going to carry all my, might carry one of my eggs. I don't know. You know what I mean? Or two. But you just have to, I feel like you just have to be really careful. Because love at first sight, what if you fall in love with somebody that's already got a person? You know what I mean? That's already has their wife or their husband. And y'all both fall in love. That's kind of dangerous. Maybe you don't need to act on it, but I feel like it could be dangerous. But I do want to, you know, bring on Lady Twinkles. And then we just hash it out.
Okay.
Let's get her here. Are you there, Lady Twinkles?
Yes, I am. When I hashing out anything.
Are you all right?
When I'm hashing it out. But I do respect the fact that you realize that there's a clear difference between lust and love at first sight. Now, when you mentioned tweeting and falling in love with someone on social media. You're not necessarily falling in love with that person at first sight because you haven't seen them. You're falling in love or you feel very strongly about the things that they have been expressing. Now, if that person and you have the same ideals, if you have the same ideas, if you share in the same, you know, moral compass, then it makes it where you feel as if you're actually in love with that person, but you're just in love with what they're saying to you, with what they're expressing to you. Where that becomes dangerous is that we learn that people are such liars and will do whatever they need to do to get you to be comfortable with them, to get you to give up some of that good that you have, And to get you to a point where you feel comfortable with sharing stuff, doing stuff, and being that person they manipulated you into being. There are also the good times, the good part, where somebody actually genuinely like what you're doing, like what you're saying. You're sharing the same thing, and they actually really like who you are. And it's not from manipulation. It's actually from a sincere and good place. So that said comes where you're loving what the person is saying, what they're doing, how they're reacting. And so in the world of social media, you have not seen them. So you can't love them at first sight. However, you could be walking down the street and not realize why you see someone and they're completely different from anything that you're physically attracted to. But you have you walk up to that person and you feel such a magnetism and such a connection to them that you can say, hey, it's spiritual. We're destined to be together. This is what is supposed to happen. And I'm in love with that person at first sight. You're in love with something, or maybe in love with something, but it does not necessarily have to be that person. It could be their aura. It could be the energy that they're giving off. Damn it, it could be the pheromones. They probably picked up some of my oil and sprayed it or rubbed it on them, and they're giving off some extra stuff. Okay? So you have to we love the idea of love. We love the idea of being in love. We love the idea of somebody potentially loving us. We love the idea of maybe our last relationship didn't work out, and that person is saying all the things that I wish my past would have said. They're doing all the things I wish my past would have done, and so that has to be love. They have to love me, okay? But where it gets dangerous is when we give someone so much power and we express what we want to feel to that person, and they in turn use that for their benefit and their gain and probably manipulating us, then at what point do we say, you know what, this isn't love. Crying all the time, that's not love. If I'm hurting and I'm expressing myself and you're not understanding that, that's not love. If we're having a relationship via social media and then I meet you and the energy you were giving me on social media, which is a platform that you can't really, for some people, we don't know how to be honest with other people. If I'm doing that, then how is that love? We really need to clarify love, wanting the ability to love, hoping that someone loves us back, and lust. And once we differentiate those different aspects of ourselves and other people, I think that we can be so much better in relationships when we actually do find that person that complement what we want, what we believe, and how we go about with love, if that makes any sense.
Wow. That was a lot. And that was really,
a mouthful.
Really insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Very great.
Absolutely.
Dialogue. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, Lady Twinkles, thank you again. You know,
yeah, I'm gonna sit in the background and listen.
Well, we appreciate it though. I saw, you know, comment, and I know I wanted you to call in and just, you know, give your thoughts, because they were really great thoughts, and I just, you know, wanted to hear more. So thank you. And anybody else, you press that one and, you know, you can give your thoughts and whatnot as well. Okay, I'm going to just put you in the back. Thank you again, Lady Twinkle.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about that, about all of that?
I just think that, you know, it's true. It's very insightful. And, you know, everybody who's tuned in can definitely relate to everything that she just put out there. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That was I mean, of course, like, when you meet people, I'm trying to think if I've ever been disappointed by somebody I've met online.
Yes, I have.
Disappointed.
A million and one times. That's why I don't do that.
Why?
What the
Why? Why? What happened?
Please, that used to be my thing. When I first discovered, like, you could meet people online, I mean, I used to love that all the time, you know what I mean? But like I said, 50 million times, I was just like, hold up, you know, this is not, I'm not with this. And one of the biggest disappointments was this person who told me their hair was long, they was like, their body is this and that, and I'm all like, woo, yeah. Go meet this person, and they came around the corner because I got lost looking for me, and it and they were like 459 pounds. No,
well, nothing against to let them get lost.
I was like, what? And when she came up and was like, Precious, I started to say, who? I don't know who you talking about.
Did you not have pictures? When was this? Was y'all not webcamming?
No, we didn't have cameras on the phone and all that back then. We talking about 1952. We not, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I couldn't look her up, Lady Twinkles, you know. It just wasn't happening. But, yeah, so it is disappointing. It is disappointing. What about you?
I've been disappointed later on down the damn line, you know, feeling like I made a mistake with people, but this was like after the fact. I'm gonna tell you, like, it was a lot of lust at first sight stuff, though, after the meeting, because, you know, you don't see the person. Sometimes you don't get to see the person. For instance, it wasn't social media. It was when I used to get on, like, the chat line, and I would see people, and, well, not see people, and I would connect with people. And then I go to meet the people, and I'm just like, I kind of want to do them, you know what I mean, the first day. And maybe that happened, and maybe, you know, it wasn't the best thing to do, because I had one instance, I guess, where this girl started talking about how her and her brother was pimping girls at the gas station, and I'm just like, how do we even get on this topic? And I came out the store pumping gas. I started sniffling, and she said, what's wrong? Like, what you snorting for? And I said, I'm snorting because I have a cold. And she said, then she started sniffling. I said, what you snorting for? And she sounded like she said she was about to go do some coke. So I was just done at that point, you know, at lusting for people at first sight or falling, you know, into anything like that. I mean, it's easy to do. Because of those same things, you know, you fall in love with what a person says to you. You fall in love with how a person makes you feel because of how somebody else didn't treat you, you know, in another relationship. And it's easy to do that, unfortunately.
Right.
I'm not proud of those moments, but it's easy to do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I'm sure everybody can relate to meeting somebody online, whether it was like, hey, yes, all good, and then, hey, nah, oh, my God, I wanted to run high, kill myself in that moment, whatever the situation was. I mean, I experienced both hands, so I definitely understand that it can go left or right. But at this point in time, whether I would, like, go for someone that I don't know online just for a photo, by voice, by whatever, heck no. Never. If you live in Washington, book a ticket. Book a ticket, because nothing else to discuss until we meet in person.
Oh, my God. Book a ticket. We ain't going to do all of this.
We not wasting no phone time, no text time, nothing. You like me, you attracted, okay, book a ticket. I'm going to see you later on tonight or by tomorrow, and then we could take it out, take it off from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time. But, yeah, bad experiences. I could write a book. Maybe we should write an e-book on this. The do's and don'ts of the internet, of internet dating.
The struggles of an internet dater. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, I don't see how people be on these shows, on these websites like eHarmony. Like, we got married. Really?
Well, you know, my sister got married. From
eHarmony?
One of them, you know. It was interesting, though. You
Perfect.
Know, like, she married her guy, but they met, you know, she didn't say it was no love at first sight. She had to, of course, you know, date him for a while. And they ended up getting married.
But I guess, you know, you do have to take the, you know, take the package home and see what's going on, you know, see what's going on with it.
Right.
And go from there.
Right. It's like one out of every 100 is a relationship. The rest are stalkers, crazy people, you know, all kind of bipolar, schizophrenic situations, like murderers, rapists.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. There are those. And you would not know it sometimes. You would not know it just to look at a person. You know, you think people look normal. Hey, this person looks like they won't kill me, you know, if I sleep by. I would never... It was certain things I would not do, you know, some stuff I would have done in the past during the first date if I met somebody, you know, offline. There were some things, but certain things I wouldn't do, like going to sleep around them. No. Things might happen, but I'm not going to sleep around you. I don't know you. Isn't that bad? Because, you know, you trust your body with this person, kind of, but you don't trust going to sleep around them because you don't know them like that. Isn't that horrible? Like, that just seems so horrible to me.
Like, tuck your wallet in your pocketbook inside your jeans and stuff like that. So, and fold your jeans around and around and around. And it's that way, you know, if somebody unraveled your jeans, you know, they went in your pocket.
No. Not in your what do you think you was doing when I was asleep? Huh?
Like, you moved my jeans. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
No, not that you moved my jeans. No.
I've seen it.
Oh, my
goodness.
You know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing I will say is when I did date people like that, sometimes you, like, when you go through certain routes to get to a person, when you're dating offline or online or however you're dating, you kind of know it, or maybe I was a person that was assuming, you know what I'm saying, what was going to happen. So I kind of already went into it like maybe. But I was doing some dangerous stuff. It wasn't really love. I mean, I know this is a little off topic, but I was on the edge. When I think back, like, it was freaking horrible. I'm ashamed of that part, but I ain't really ashamed. But it's just, you know, I would, like, go to people's house, wait for somebody to clunk me over my head, you know what I mean? But it didn't ever happen. You know what I'm saying? That part never happened. Other things happened, but not the part about them clonking me over the head. That didn't happen. But you have to just protect yourself. You can't just fall in love with a pretty voice or a big butt or
a smile
or any of that or good breath. You know what I mean? You can't just fall in love with that and think that it's okay. Because it's not okay.
It's really
not okay. It's not okay for me. I don't know. What about you? Like, I know we talked about lust at first sight, and I know you was running away from, you know,
people,
monsters.
Yeah.
That was lying about
Monster
their
Inc.
appearance. No! Not Monster
Inc. Okay.
Who?
Sully.
Who
looking like Sully. Looking like
no.
Sully. No.
Listen, stop.
No. Forgive me, because I didn't even have to go there. I didn't have to take it there. I didn't, you know.
Oh.
I didn't have to take it there. But no, definitely. Like I said, I would never go online dating again. That's just from my personal experience. And I'll just keep it like that, you know. I'm done. At this age, uh-uh.
Not happening no more.
I can't, you know, my hips and my bones and stuff ain't like they used to be. I can't be running
no.
from crazy people. You know what I mean? And I can't
no.
be tied up and chained to poles and basements. So I'm just going to leave it as is, and whatever's meant for me is going to come my way. Because the majority of the time, good things happen to you when you're in position and not really looking for them. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry,
when you're
I'm
not
immature.
Really looking for them. When you're in the right
position,
when you are.
Yes,
you know,
that's true, too.
When you least expect it, that's when you have a good relationship. When you look for them, they're never good. That's just my personal experience.
That's
it. Anytime I went sorting out somebody, I had Monster Inc. I had the people under the stairs. I had all kind of. When cats and animals go wild.
The people under the stairs. You took it back, though. People under
for
the
real.
Stairs. Really? People under the stairs. No, ma'am. Not the
Nightmare
people under
on
the
Elm
stairs.
Street. Like, forget about it.
No, no. Leatherface. Don't even start.
Right.
And. You know, I'm just like, come on, like, people got to get it together. I think
we do. It's too many reality shows out there now telling people what it really is, like ID Channel. It's too many things that's a given for us to still be stupid and doing making stupid moves. You know what I mean? Like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Well. Nothing's worth your life.
What? Well,
nothing is worth your life, you know? On no level.
That's true. That's true, you know? Not even no vagina, or if you're male, you know, no penis, or whatever, whatever you prefer. It's
penis.
Not worth your life. Stop tricking yourself into thinking it's, you know, it is what it is. Don't even get duped into staying in a relationship. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the sex is spectacular. Don't do it. I don't see it being worth it. You know what I mean? In the, like, I don't. It might
right.
be good, but hey. And you can't. And I'm tempted to be like, you know, vagina is only vagina, and you get it when you need it. But it's not. It's not the same. I think you share so much of yourself with people. So I kind of had to stop doing that. Personally.
Right. Right, because every time you sleep with someone, you lose part of yourself. So you definitely want to make sure that your decisions are, you know, thoughtful decisions. You think it through. Think it through. All those little, like, jumping in it to win it moments are over in this life. It's time to, you know, think about life and your choices and what you project and why things keep happening repetitively in your life because of the things that we choose to keep doing since, you know, birth. So,
I don't
yeah.
know. But again, you know, if you guys are still listening and still want to chime in, you still got time, just press that one. But I do want to tell you about next week's topics.
Yes,
you know, while
exciting.
We get on.
This
is going to be interesting because we've already covered, when do you call it quits? Cover that. A lot of people don't see themselves spending the rest of their lives with a woman because some people just do it. I don't want to say everybody does it. Or the fun, and I'm talking about lesbians. I don't know about people in heterosexual relationships, you know, deal with it. But in terms of a lesbian relationship, you know, can you see yourself spending the rest of your life with a woman, you know, growing old, doing all this stuff? I mean, I can. I'm not saying everybody else can. That's going to be one of our topics. How you feel about that one? You ready for that
I one? Feel about everybody better tune in order to see how I feel about that one.
Okay.
That's next week's topic.
I'm saying. And then we got my children caught us having sex. Oh, my God. I don't have no children. So, you know, and I don't know if any, I don't think anybody, you know, that I'm currently dating is, you know, has any children, as far as I know.
You said know? Anyone. Interesting. Anyone. That's plural.
It's not plural. I'm just being vague or trying to be vague and elusive. Don't judge me.
Good, good. Clean that up. Clean it up.
Yeah, no. So those are really going to be our two topics. Hopefully we'll be bringing on some more guests soon. Miss T, Precious, if you want to give them your information to follow you on social media, please do so.
Yes. Check me out at theintoshow.com. That is all.
You don't got a choice. Just catch me. That's all you got to do.
That is all.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, follow me everywhere at Phoenix Online, but most importantly, check out the website, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. If you don't know how to spell rendezvous,
It's spelled R-E-N-D-E, Z as in zebra, V as in Victor, O-U-S. You can definitely, .com. Don't forget to put rainbow-rendezvous.com. Check out all of our past shows. Also, we will be actually posting some new things there as far as stories, poetry, LGBT-based. Definitely check it out. And I hope that everybody can tune in next week, you know, where we get into these two topics. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yes, it and is. Yes, it is.
Another. But thank
shout
you.
Out. Lady Twinkles. Shout out to Lady Twinkles for, you know, tuning in and giving us her input. We have to have her on the show one day, too.
Oh, I know we will. That's going to be fun. We're definitely going to have you on. So, you know, thank you again for calling in. Thank you, everybody, that did call in and listen and will listen. Appreciate you. Thanks for everybody that, you know, did check it out, at least check it out on Facebook. Appreciate that. And again, Ms. Pete, thank you for just
thank
being
you.
Here with me.
No problem. All right. Until next week. See you then.
Yes.
Ciao.
Y'all keep your nose clean.